Media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
CBS News Brief. The TSA expects to break records for how many passengers it screens this Labor Day holiday weekend. AAA also projects more drivers will hit the road compared to last year as gas prices slide. Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan explains why.
Gasoline demand has been relatively low. We haven't seen a whole lot of refinery issues like we did last year, which boosted prices as we approach Labor Day.
Former President Donald Trump told Fox News he'll vote against a Florida amendment protecting access to abortion. The Republican presidential candidate is holding a rally in Pennsylvania.
We're going to win Pennsylvania. We're going to defeat Comrade Kamala Harris.
A judge in Brazil is suspending the social media site X in the country. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
For Elon Musk, this is just the latest in a series of battles he's fighting over the future of free expression on the internet.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump reiterating his support for in vitro fertilization at a town hall event last night in La Crosse.
The government is going to pay for it, or we're going to get or mandate your insurance company to pay for it, which is going to be great.
But Civic Media political editor Dan Schaefer says Trump missed an opportunity by not elaborating.
And he started, you know, talking about his position on no taxes on tips and talking about Social Security and talking about illegal immigration.
It was Trump's first time in Wisconsin since the Republican convention in Milwaukee last month. President Biden plans to talk about the economy when he visits Southwest Wisconsin next week. That's all we know so far. It's Biden's first trip to Wisconsin since he decided to end his reelection campaign. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Most garbage and recycling schedules will change next week because of the Labor Day holiday. In Marshfield, garbage and recycling collection is offset by one day. Marshfield's Common Council is looking to elect a member to be on the Utility Commission to serve a 7-year term. If you're interested, you'll need to submit a letter to the city clerk no later than 9 a.m. on Friday, September 6th. Labor Day weekend may be the perfect time to hit the trails with your ATV or UTV. However, the DNR is urging drivers to always recreate responsibly. Be sure to stay on designated routes, wear a helmet and seatbelt, and keep your speed in check. 22 people have been killed in ATV-UTV crashes so far this year. Most of them were not wearing seatbelts or helmets, and alcohol and speed were also noted as contributing factors. Anyone under 18 must wear a helmet. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers blank the Giants. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. Milwaukee's Aaron Civale and Aaron Ashby combined for a two-hit shutout to give the Brewers a series win over San Francisco. The Brewers piled up 8 hits in the 6-0 victory. Now the Brewers turn the page to a doubleheader Friday against the Cincinnati Reds in Ohio, where temperatures are expected to be around 100 degrees. The Wisconsin Badgers kick off their football season tonight against Western Kentucky at 8 p.m. It's the second year of the Luke Fickell era after going 7-6 a year ago. First-year starting Badgers quarterback Tyler Van Dyke is excited to get to work.
Just the atmosphere. I'm excited to play in front of this crowd and excited to just get out there with my teammates. We've been practicing all year long, working together.
You can hear the Badgers tonight on our Civic Media stations WRJN, WRCE, WFHR, and WLAK, or on the free Civic Media app. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Beautiful holiday weekend weather ahead. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine and warmer for tomorrow, highs in the low 80s. Mid-70s for highs Sunday and Labor Day, more sun. And the pleasant temps continue through the rest of next week. Right now it's 73.
Good afternoon, Wisconsin. Welcome to the show. Playmakers here at WFHR. Good afternoon, everybody. Hope you're having a good start to your day. We had a little rough start there, but
that's
all right.
We're going. We jumped right in. We We were tipping our pitches, but yes. Now we figured out what it was.
That's all right. We figured it out. We're in the second inning now. We're already yeah, good to go. Right. We're already good to go. I love it. It's a good start with live radio. I can't ask for better than that.
Yep.
We hope you're having a great Friday out there, everybody. Thanks for joining us for a weekend edition of Playmakers as we get you ready for not only a Labor Day weekend, mm-hmm. but a Football Friday.
Yes, we're in football season now, officially. Officially in football.
Oh, we're going to preview the Badger game coming up in less than an hour. Well, actually, pregame's coming up.
Pregame, yeah. Hour, but, it takes a while to get to the game, but yeah.
Talk about that. Our good friend Michael Comer is going to join us from Assumption High School's field.
Yes.
We're going to be talking to him and getting a preview and a little bit of idea what it's like there at over at the field this mm-hmm. for tonight. Because that game is coming up over on WIRI at 5:50, which means I'm going to lose my co-host Seth Habager here.
Towards the end, yeah. I got to go get ready.
Dip out for a little bit.
Yeah.
Dip out. Got to get the day job to do. I get it. I get it. I don't take it personal. We are looking forward to talking with you first and foremost. Let's go ahead and do what we like to do around here. Take a call. Good afternoon. You're in the game.
Are you ready for some football?
Yes! Yes! Oh, I love college football.
You know, the thing is, though, we can't really say we're ready for some football because we've already got a W mm-hmm. already in the books
mm-hmm.
from earlier this afternoon.
Hmm?
The Brewers beating the Reds.
Right. Okay.
Gotcha. All right. Okay.
I wanted to make sure there wasn't some game I missed or something. Yeah, it was a nice victory for the Brewers right there. And getting good, I don't want to say hot necessarily, but getting like the Brewer baseball down right before the playoffs. Like the kind of ball they play, they seem to be nailing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they are. I mean, I think we've talked about this before. I think, tell you the truth, I think this team could be set up for a long run in the playoffs just by, I mean, there's not really a superstar pitcher in there, but if the pitchers they have are all pitching well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you might have a couple little boo-boos in there once in a while, but, man, I mean, yesterday, I mean, they shut out the Giants with two pitchers. I mean, that was huge,
mm-hmm.
especially with having them going extra innings today. But don't you have to use Savali and Ashby? No. I mean, that is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Anytime you can get that, it's nice.
You know, and now they're going on in Cincinnati. Like you heard it's hot. I know I was catching some of the highlights, you know, from the first game is what I could. And you could tell those guys were hot. And, yeah. It's awesome. But, you know, now you got to switch gears a little bit, even though the Brewers are going to be playing the same. You know, they might be down by the time the Badgers play, but it's Friday night. It's high school and college football.
Yeah.
I mean, week one of college football.
It feels so good.
Isn't that weird they had a week zero?
Yeah.
That was just weird. Why did they do that?
I wish they'd just call it week money. Like yeah, just week
like dollar sign, right?
Yeah, just a weak dollar sign. Like that's what it is. At least if you're going to do the money grab, give us some games.
Yeah,
I want multiple games. I want good games. I don't want just a game in overseas. I want a good game. But it's we are already into the college football season technically, especially with the Colorado over North Dakota State victory last night. If we didn't already know college football had started, you found out yesterday when primetime was coaching, because ESPN could not cover that enough.
Oh, they're going to be all over that, well, man.
You know, and we were talking about this at work today, and the amount of people that were rooting for North Dakota State to win that game, you know, and I know Coach Prime has got his kid as the, and he's a, you know, possible Heisman candidate. They're not good.
No.
Almost, I mean, or North Dakota almost took them out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, it's.
A shout out to North Dakota State, and it's a mistake to ever have a Dakota on your schedule unless you have to play them.
Yeah,
you're going to do is either do what Colorado happened. I don't care mm-hmm. who it is. I don't care if it was Alabama. If you beat them, well, you were supposed to. If you lose, wow, did you see that?
Yeah, if it's even close.
Yeah,
that can raise eyebrows too. So
shout out to that program though.
They got a new coach
over there, and they were still able to do that and everything.
They never miss a beat. I swear to God,
really
they're just so good over there.
It reminds me of what Whitewater used to be here in Wisconsin.
Yeah,
it was a fun game. But here's the thing, and this is something that I've been chewing on a lot. Like, who's going to be the face of college football? Who's going to be the face? Nick Saban's gone. You don't have some of the past Heisman winners. Two Heisman winners are playing Sundays now. Who's going to be the face of college football? And I don't know who the face is, but I know who the villain is. I know darn sure who the villain is. And you hit it on the head earlier when you said you were, when you and your buddies were talking and everything, because outside of people out of Colorado and maybe some pockets in Florida near Miami, almost everybody's rooting against Deion Sanders. And the people that weren't, like, I was on the fence about this one. Mm-hmm. I loved watching Deion play. I loved watching him play. And it's kind of, I enjoyed his time at Jackson State. I liked what he did for the HBU. I thought that was putting that on the map a little bit more was certainly noteworthy. And I appreciate anybody who, if you trash talk and you can back it up. That's the important part of that fact to me. But Deion, the one thing, one of the major things Deion has done in his career that has really bothered me is what he just did recently this past week with Colorado, where he had it in his contract that if he didn't want to talk to a journalist, he wasn't going to. Like a child, you're raising men. You're raising men. You're supposed to be better than that.
Yeah.
Like, and getting past the whole First Amendment stuff and everything else and the idea of the bonkers idea of this, I don't blame, like a lot of people have said, well, this isn't Deion's fault. He just put it in the contract. Colorado okayed it. Colorado might have been like demoted if Deion didn't show up there. Colorado might be playing North Dakota State
in their conference, right? Yeah.
That's like, of course they're going to okay anything. It's on Deion as a grown man who has worked in the public eye since he was 18, 19 years old.
He's an old man.
Who, like, Deion made himself. Please, I do not want to get this twisted or anything. He made himself. Nobody made Deion more than Deion. Primetime is primetime because of primetime.
Yeah.
But you don't get the commercials. You don't get to do, you don't get a record deal, Deion. I forgot about that horrible song track, that horrible music. You don't get any of that without what? Hype, press. Journalists talking about you.
Yep.
You owe it to the journalistic community. It's part of your job. I'm not saying Deion Sanders himself owes anything. His job as a Colorado football coach, he owes to talking to the game.
Media, right? Yeah.
Listen to Matt LaFleur talk. Compare him to the first year to now. That man does not want to talk to anybody other than his team. It's go time for him. He is all locked in on football. He doesn't want to answer your questions. He doesn't even want to tell you how he's doing. He just wants to talk football. That's all he's got on his mind right now. These guys don't want to do this, but they do it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do the job.
They understand it's part of the what they're doing. Yeah,
you're raising men. Like you can't. What lesson is that to these kids, to his own children? You know what? You don't want to talk to somebody. You don't like somebody talking bad about you. Just don't talk to them. Have it in your contract where you don't have to. That's just ridiculous.
Especially when you invite the controversy.
Yeah,
you make statements, and then you don't back them up.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. If you keep your mouth shut and just talk football, you wouldn't have these issues.
Exactly.
But the minute you start running your mouth, you know what the press is going to take off on it.
Yeah, you jump all over it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't. I will say that that catch by Travis Hunter last night was gonna seven months from now or whatever, we're still gonna be talking about it. It was an amazing catch. That kid is a wonder to watch and just a lot of fun. I will say that Travis Hunter should be if he could stay healthy, he'll be in New York. He'll be in that Heisman race. Let's talk a little Wisconsin before we let you go. I want to let you get ready for the 2 hours of pregame and everything, Kevin. I don't want to keep it too long, but. Certainly, Western Michigan is, by all measurements, they're in the bottom ranking of the championship subdivision. They are down low into the rankings. This should be a successful game for Wisconsin. They should have no problem with this game. But regardless of the score or how big the blowout is or anything like that, what are you as a fan going into this with? Let's say, I don't want to take it, no win can be taken lightly, but I think that you can take this one. So this is probably a W for Wisconsin to start off the season. Putting that aside, saying you don't have to worry about that, what are you most excited about? What are you looking forward to and watching out of the Badgers in this first game?
Well, I guess what I would be looking for is how they've adapted with all these transfers and the transfer portal, how they're taking in the Luke Fickell system for year two.
Yeah.
Obviously last year, a lot of those kids were, still were Paul Chris kids and, all that type of player. now you're starting to start getting in with the transfer portal and seeing some of the Luke Fickell recruits coming in. I guess the offense is going to probably be one of the things that I'm kind of looking forward to see, especially with I can't even think of the kid's name right now, the quarterback.
Tyler Van Dyke.
Yeah, then Tyler Van Dyke with his coming from Miami. Hopefully he comes out well. Listening to some of the stuff earlier today, you know, they're excited about the wide receiver core. They, one of the top guys that are follow the Badgers, I heard that they think this is probably could be one of the best wide receiving cores they've had in a long time. Obviously, you want to see Ches Malusi have a great year, injury free.
Yeah,
you know, and hopefully he can stay healthy through the whole season. The defense might be a little shaky here at the beginning just because of the injury they took there in the front line with Thompson and him being out for the year. I don't know. Like I said, I'm excited to see what year two of the Fickell system is going to be like. And I'm looking at maybe 8 wins this year, so they're going to improve from last year by 1 game.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice to see them come out of these first 3 games, 3-0. Especially playing Alabama in there in a couple of weeks. So, yeah, it's going to be an exciting year, you know, especially with, you know, I know we talked about it a little bit last week or the week before about Oregon and USC and Washington and those guys coming into the league, into the Big Ten here now. It's going to be interesting to see how we stack up now to the SEC and where the power falls now.
Yeah.
And maybe in three weeks we can see what that is with Alabama. Yeah. And Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It is going to be interesting, especially Wisconsin. If they're known for anything, it's certainly their offensive line. They've got a new offensive line coach, A.J. Blazer. He's going to get a lot out of these guys. You've got a nice, solid offensive line. The Badgers are just loaded. They've got depth there, probably better than anybody in the Big Ten, I would say, almost. Even better than Ohio State, I think, as far as depth. I'm not saying their line is better, but overall in the depth they have, nobody has that kind of depth that Wisconsin has at that offensive line. That's going to lead to a lot of opportunities. Not only for Chez, but that the rookie Oklahoma State kid that they brought in, the transfer that they brought in, I got my eye on him too. I like Chez. I'm rooting for a good season from him. You hit it on the head, though. It's about health. And if he can stay healthy, he should have a great year compared with that offensive line. I think 7-8 wins is about where any realist is going to put this team, which means that we could see the opposite of that. And that means like 10 wins or 6.
Right. Yeah,
something
right.
Like that.
But margin of error. Yeah.
I don't see them lower than 6 by any means, and I think that's even. I wouldn't take that bet. I'm leaning more towards 7-8, something like that. They're going to go bowling, that's for sure. They're going bowling at the end of the year, and it'll be fun to see because I think so many smart Wisconsin fans I know are looking at this team and they're being really patient with it. You don't see this in sports where like year 3 is the year that most of these new coaches come in and they have all their recruits now. Now it's all their guys and everything. Even with the transfer portal, you're not, if you're a smart coach like Luke Fickell, you're not doing what Deion's doing. You're not trading 60 guys for 60 guys. It doesn't make sense. There's of course Colorado can't, even Colorado has talented players. How good can they be? They just met. Yeah, they don't even know each other yet.
Or the system or whatever, you know. Yeah, you have to learn all this stuff.
There's a million factors there and everything, let alone these are young men playing away from home and some of that we just take for granted all the time that, oh, they're fine. You know, for every kid that is, there's at least 3 or 4 that are dealing
that
with
that aren't. Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
So these aren't paid athletes even with NIL.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't see that Wisconsin by year 3 is going to be very exciting, especially when you don't have an Alabama on the schedule. Or actually, I think is this home and home this starting this season? Actually,
I think it is.
Oh yeah, they do got Alabama.
They do have next year. Yeah,
actually, even better then, because you're getting Alabama 2 years in a row. And what do we always say? You want to see how good you are? Test yourself against the greats.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we don't know how great Alabama will be now either.
Yeah.
That's a kind of a question mark, too. So, yeah.
It is. I don't know. Who is going to come out of this at the end of the year is going to be wild to me, especially given that there's 12 teams in those playoffs. There's going to be an upset.
Yeah.
There's my big hot take of the day. There's going to be an upset in the college football playoffs out of those 12 teams.
Oh, it's your time, Elkhorn State.
Yes.
Where's Steve McNair?
How does last week's loss with Florida State, though, look? I mean, yeah, it's week 1 or week 0, you have a chance to make up on that. But what happens all of a sudden? You're coming to week 13. You know, you're coming down to the final week of the college football, and Florida State's sitting there 14, ranked 15. You know,
yeah.
That loss might not be as good as what they, you know, they thought it would be, because if they're sitting there at 13, 14, on the cusp of getting in to that 12th team, you know,
yeah,
you got to be careful on your losses. I mean, now, if, like, say, Wisconsin, if they, you know, they run it to 10 games and are sitting there at 13, 14, but the games they lost, maybe to Alabama, to Penn State.
Yeah, that's going to look good.
That might look better than what Florida State had, you know, if it's about those teams.
Even if Georgia Tech goes on and wins the ACC, that's not going to matter that much to people, because the ACC title is basically hot potato. No, you take it. I don't want to represent this division. I don't even want to be here.
Oh, hubris. That's all I say, hubris.
Always good to talk to you, Kev. Enjoy the game. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend, man.
All right, guys. You guys be safe, and we'll talk next week.
All right. Sounds great. Take care. Best listeners in radio. Appreciate you so much.
Yep.
I'm excited about not only that, but I'm excited to talk to Michael Comer. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk with Michael soon over at Assumption Field, Royal Field there, hanging out and getting ready for the game. We're excited about that.
He better be. No.
I love the idea of Michael hearing this and like he's half asleep. He's like, wait, what? Oh, that's today? I know. He's a pro, man. He's ready to go. He's been excited. He's probably been ready. He is like a kid on Christmas, I guarantee you. He was ready for this game last Friday when we were hanging out and everything. Yeah. I'm excited not only I think one of the funnest things about this week, whether with high school, college, the pro football game starting up, is not only the hope that is involved.
Always.
It's the unknown. Mm-hmm. I think it's not very often in sports we like or we're comfortable with the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Very few fan bases are okay with a 7-point lead in football, you know, or just a couple score lead in baseball or anything like that.
Yep.
You want to be dominating. You want to be going into the fourth quarter up by 40.
Yeah, right.
These things. With this is fun. And most people kind of get that same vibe, that same energy from it, that we don't know what's going to happen. Who's going to be in the Heisman race towards the end of the year?
Who knows?
Who's going to be the new face of college football going forward? Mm-hmm. How are these teams? You mentioned Alabama. There is so many teams with new coaches.
Yeah.
We just saw one of them with the North Dakota State coach and everything. Yep. So it's going to be so exciting. And I feel the same way about high school football, it's even more unpredictable in many ways. There are teams that you can almost write down, these guys are going to be good.
Right.
They were last year. But then there are so many unknowns, and some of these kids have these growth spurts that just, you know, change everything.
Some late bloomers that all of a sudden, whoa, what happened? Yeah, right.
All right. I guess we're running the ball this
year.
Right?
And then you have the quarterbacks that stay for 8 years now in college.
That's
like 25 when they leave. So, I mean, there's that too. Take it all into account.
If you had told me Bo Nix was 29, I would have believed it.
He sure looks like he is. How long was he in college for?
If somebody told me that Bo Nix was in college when I was, I would have believed it. I would have been like, I guess.
Sure, so. Yeah.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised. I'm looking forward to all of this. This is going to be exciting. And we're looking forward to talking more with you guys. 424-2600, 715-424-2600. Talking a little football with you as the Packers are way out of town to play their first game.
They're in a different hemisphere, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. I believe they already left for the game, too, Green Bay. And this is hearing from some of the reporting that's being done on this from some of the close reporters out at Green Bay. This is a real business trip. They're not going to Brazil to hang out.
No.
They are not going there to. They usually bring family and family with and stuff, or at least have one plane with the players, one plane with family. There is no second plane this trip. This is all business. I don't know if that's by design, if it's because of having to flip right back around and get back.
Maybe part
of it. I'm not sure what the factors are here, but it is part. I think it's exciting, and at the same time, it's a nuisance. I get both sides of it. to have your to lose a home game or to have your teams start the season, such an important season for both franchises with Green Bay and Philadelphia, to start it over, you know, in Brazil. I could see how it would bother some people, but let's be really realistic about this. Unless you were planning to go to the game physically, how is this really going to be that different for you?
Not really.
You know,
no.
You're watching the game from home like you'd be watching the game from home.
Well, and players, I think they we hear from a lot of them that they really enjoy the traveling. I mean, they like going to see places and this kind of stuff. It does put them out of their routines, of course, and they don't like that. Of course, no athlete likes to be out of their routine.
Yeah.
So it's a give and take for them. But yeah, for the normal fan, it's just like, oh, wait, that sign is in Portuguese. Cool, you know. Yeah. But it's still, that's still a football field. Still has 100 yards, you know, it's still like regulation, so.
Green Bay has announced earlier today that they are going to be their threads for the game. They're going to be wearing their green and yellow, the green tops and the yellow pants.
Threads.
I like that. I think that's their best color combo that they got.
Right. I'm just calling them threads. Come on, just call them your uniforms.
They're uniforms.
Right out loud.
They're uniforms. You're so right. They're uniforms. With Philadelphia, they're going to be doing something a little bit different. They're doing something for the first time with their uniforms.
Oh.
Going black helmet, black pants, white jersey.
Oh,
apparently they haven't done that before. I didn't know that. It's their social media team telling me that. I didn't. That's not a. I'm not up on Philadelphia.
No, you're
Eagles
not checking
gear.
Out their uniforms.
Threads.
What are they? They're threads all year long. Got to keep up with them. You know.
I since Randall left, I haven't cared. I haven't paid attention to Philly since Randall Cunningham left. I'm gonna be honest. So much going into this season. So much hope and involved with both of these teams. And no matter what, you're going to be seeing two of the young, exciting quarterbacks in football in Jalen Hurts and Jordan Love.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be very cool
to
watch.
That's a fun matchup right there, yeah.
Philly is Georgia Junior. They've just grabbed every Georgia player they can and every free agent they can almost, too, with some of the moves. Mm-hmm. They've got a great GM over there. Green Bay is the youngest team in football, second year in a row, mm-hmm. and going in with a lot of hope and a lot of hype and earned all of it. Those last eight games of the season last year
were something else.
I think that when you're going into this, what you're looking for out of the Green Bay, the Eagle game, that one, I would think that you're going into it wanting to see the fight of your team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, regardless of how this game would win or lose, you're not blown out. You handle yourself well. Certainly health is obviously number one, leaving Brazil healthy.
Yeah.
But
very important.
But seeing a competitive team, no matter what, like whether they're ahead or behind, being aggressive and leaning into Jordan Love, leaning into him, because you don't. The run game you have in Josh Jacobs is great, but there ain't much behind him.
No.
And so how much you lean on him is going to be very interesting early on in the season when you're going to need him in December.
Yeah. And of course, because AJ Dillon is hurt again.
Yeah. That's going to go down, isn't it?
Man.
So
I'm not by any means a Packer fan, but still, I hate that.
Yeah.
When you get guys that just can't be healthy, that just, it's sad all the way around.
Interestingly, you kind of gave me a transition here.
Okay, so, all right.
Because AJ Dillon played his ball at Boston College.
Oh, okay.
He's a Boston College running back, and I really liked him in college. I was excited to see him in our division. I get to watch him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's disappointing his career so far. And he's a young man. There's a lot that can happen there.
We'll see.
But I wanted to make sure that we had a moment today to be able to note Johnny Gaudreau and his brother and the tragic passing of them this morning. A lot of us woke up to the news that Columbus Blue Jackets forward Johnny Gaudreau and his brother were killed in a car crash. They were hit by a drunk driver early this morning, or late last night, I believe.
Okay.
One of the young, exciting players in hockey, 31-year-old man, 31-year-old father, regardless of how he is as an athlete, it's just a tragedy whenever this happens, let 100%. Alone... something like this that hits the NHL that is such a close brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of what jersey you're wearing, we care about these players. We care about these guys. And, I've never cared much about Boston sports or Boston teams. I don't know if I really have, outside of maybe rooting for the Garnett Celtic team a little bit because I love Kevin Garnett.
Right.
I don't know if I ever have, except one time. when he was playing for Boston College, because this 5'9" firecracker was exciting to watch in college hockey. Mm. He was so much fun, and he was one of the precursors of what would happen for almost a decade of shorter Patrick Kane type players, forwards.
Right.
These guys who were barely
Louis Saint-Martin. Yeah,
nice reference. These guys were like 5'8", 5'9", and fast as
all.
Why
were
get
they
out.
Fast?
On razor blades fast, by mm-hmm. the way. And he was one of the more exciting players. He was an American player. His goal, they're up 2-1 in the college Stanley mm-hmm. Finals.
Yep.
And he's taken it down, and they've kept him under wraps. Webby State or something like that. I can't think of who. Ferris State.
Okay.
And he's bringing, I can remember it like it's yesterday, and he's bringing it down the ice, and he does this little transition. It's 2-on-1. He's got two defenders on him. They've held him all game. He flips it around and then just tosses it right over the goalie's shoulder. And it looks so effortless, but you watch it in slow-mo over and over, and you can't figure out how he did it. He
has something.
Such smart hands. Hockey hands, they call them. Just a fun player to watch. Mm-hmm. And it is a tragedy. Thoughts with, and my heart goes to his friends, his family, his teammates. That it's a tragedy. I just wanted to make sure that we noted it.
Yep.
We will get to commercial break here. When we come back, we're going to hopefully talk with Michael. We're going to talk a little high school football. We will talk some more Brewers, and we have our stat of the show, Seth.
Oh, stat of the show. I got to come up with a theme song for that.
We do. We do got to think of a good one for that. There's got to be something out there. We'll figure it out.
We know our sound effects.
If you got, if you guys got any suggestions. No, not right now. What are you doing? No.
I just said sound effects, and it happens.
Oh, it just goes every time we say sound effects? So every time. Okay, we won't say it. It's like Beetlejuice. We'll be back with more show coming up. Our show, Playmakers, brought to you proudly by our friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out right here in Rapids.
Summer is here and the sun is unforgiving. Be your child's hero this summer by keeping them safe in the summer heat and don't miss a beat. Wham Incorporated is here to help. Summer is for family trips, team championships, and long days at the beach. Design your child or team's gear in a flash with fully customizable polyester shirts and shorts. Call 715-423-9465 for Wham Incorporated today and get back out into the summer sun and enjoy the adventure without the burn.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
November 21st, 2021, the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, a holiday celebration, turned deadly. Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into the Waukesha crowd, targeting as many people as possible. Brooks injured dozens and killed six, including an 8-year-old child. It never should have happened. Just days earlier, Brooks was arrested for trying to run over his girlfriend, but he was released on just $1,000 bail. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against increased funding for pretrial detention of violent criminals like Daryl Brooks, making it easier for these criminals to terrorize our communities. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-3919, the Keep Violent Criminals Off Our Streets Act. Because violent criminals belong behind bars. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Friday. The Badgers kick off the season against Western Michigan. Our coverage begins at 6 on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Pat Kreitlow. We'll be back live at 6 a.m. Tuesday. On Monday, catch our recent climate check segment on protecting our freedom to have clean air and water.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Beautiful holiday weekend weather ahead. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine and warmer for tomorrow, highs in the low 80s. Mid-70s for highs Sunday and Labor Day, more sun. and the pleasant temps continue through the rest of next week. Right now it's 73.
Welcome, Wisconsin, to WFHR's Playmakers. Seth and James hanging out with you this Friday afternoon. We got Seth for at least another 10 minutes, I think.
Yeah, I think, just about. That's about where we're at.
He's got to go get ready for 5:50, because that's when our pregame kicks off for Pep and Alma at Assumption High School. Mm-hmm. Randy, Mike, and Seth covering that one.
Yeah.
Appreciate you guys doing so. Let's get to our stat of the show, Seth.
All right.
Stat of the show. Stat of the show.
Yeah, that's why we need a theme
Everybody
song.
Loves that stat of the show.
Yeah, that's No, we're not doing that.
No, that was not good. That was not good. 8-6-2-3-2-4-5-4
Oh yes.
that is the double play that the that was pulled off against the Nationals the other night. That if you hadn't gotten to see that, everybody, I encourage you to look up just basically Nationals double play.
Yeah, it's probably the first thing that's going to pop up when you do that. Yeah,
the Yankees pulled off a 8-6-2-3-2-4-5-4 double play. On the Nationals, and some of the ugliest base running I've seen all year.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm a White Sox fan.
Yeah, and that's saying something, man. Yeah, but I tell you what, man, that also makes your scorecard ugly.
Oh, yeah.
If you're scoring a game, you can't put that into a little box. No, you're going to have to
you're
do so some right. shorthand for
you're,
that.
You're so right. What are you going to do there? You can't. It's just like, I give up.
I give up. I can't
do
it.
I'm done.
This an asterisk here. I'm going to put it down
there
here.
There you go. That's what you do. You put an asterisk. That's make a note of that baseball. I wanted to stick with baseball a little bit because we were actually talking about something in our pregame, Seth, that I something I want to note on our show so mm-hmm. that, you know, the analogs of history, we have this in there and everything. And it is the fact that the days are numbered for Oakland baseball.
I know. And so sad.
As 80s kids, as kids that grew up in the 90s and our teen years and everything.
The Bash Brothers, man, that was the team. I hated them because they were in the same division as the Twins. They were in the Western Division before they went to the three divisions. And they always won, man, in the late 80s, early 90s. But looking back, those teams, I mean, Mark McGwire, Jose Canseco, Walt Weiss, the pitching staff.
Dave Stewart,
Bob Welch.
Bob Welch.
They had Dennis Eckersley at his best.
Yeah.
At his very best.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it's a sad day. It's a very sad day.
Yes, we'll touch on that again in a little bit. But our good friend Michael Comer joining us right now over from Assumption Field. Michael, good to have you with us.
Oh, it's great to be here. Just on location, I guess you can say this time.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
A roving
right.
reporter.
Michael, how's the energy down there?
It's starting to fill in. Parents are here, obviously. Some of the students are starting to trickle in. It's been a first full week of high school activities. Cross country ran earlier this week and did well. Little Van Halen joining in the background, too.
Yeah, I like that.
They're here. They're here.
Yeah. That's right on. Big Assumption spirit. Fans. Not a lot of people know that.
That's right. In spirit.
Yes.
And then, of course, cross country ran this week. Volleyball got going. Football starting their second game. And I'm not going to say this is going to be a rough one, but they're playing one of the top 10 ranked teams in Division 7. They put up over 300 yards rushing last week. That is Pep and Alma. And this is the third year in a row that these teams have played. Pep and Alma won the first one here in Rapids 2 years ago, in 2020, or 2022, and they won that one 34-27. And last year up in Pep and Alma, it was one side. I think it was like 60-something to 30, if I remember correctly. I don't have my sheet right in front of me. But it was a rough one, so it's... they've got almost double the numbers of players, but it's quality, not quantity.
Right, mm-hmm, right. And with that being said, what are you looking for to see out of Assumption to start off this season?
Well, I'm looking to see better ball control, so to speak. Hold on to the ball a little bit better, and just be efficient. Move the ball, don't turn it over, and score. And play stout defense, because this Pep and Alma team, like I said, they ran for over 300 yards last week. Who knows what they're going to do this week? I mean, they could have a bad week, or they could just be that much better and really put a hurting on the Royals, which I hope they do not. Mm-hmm. But, it's going to be up to Assumption to play efficient and play within themselves and just get the job done.
Have you had a chance to talk to any coaches or players or anything before the game here?
I have talked to Coach Sullivan during the week. He says, we just got to clean things up. That was really the extent of the conversation we had. Just got to clean. I gotta clean things up and just be ready to play and just play within the system that they have. There's about 20 kids on the roster, so they're low in numbers. About half of those are all sophomores, so it's
wow.
they're gonna be young. Three of their big players that people were kind of looking for them to come out this year did not. They got other things going. You know, they're maybe specializing in a certain sport, but that's not football, clearly. But that's just next man up. No excuses. Got to go out there and play the game.
You know, and given that we don't know what's going to happen throughout the season or any of this, I imagine, especially week one here, game one, there's just an excitement to get these games going, watch some football, have your Friday nights planned for the next couple of months. There's so much excitement involved in just that. There's a different energy to high school football.
Oh, yeah, and that's why, I think it was Kenny Chesney had that song, The Boys of Fall. That's something that, especially in the South, but even up here, this far north in Yankee land, so to speak, it's still the Friday Night Lights. That's small towns. I mean, even though Rapids is a decent-sized town, still a small town, and you get towns like Pep and Alma. They always talk about, well, the last one to leave, turn all the lights out, and lock the door. That's kind of what it is. Friday nights are football. Unfortunately, Thursday nights too. Sometimes it's football time. It's time to go and watch the local kids play and represent the town. Unfortunately, we're having some encroachment from the college ranks and the professional ranks on Fridays, like tonight with the Badgers playing, and next week with the Packers. But you know, Friday nights are high school nights, and I mean, I kind of plan my weeks out starting Fridays and going to the next Friday. It's, you know, I know I'm going to be at one or two games on a Friday night, and once the season starts, I wake up early and go bow hunting and watch college football, and then wake up Sunday and go bow hunting and watch pro football, and Monday I get the day off and I go to work. I get to take it easy, go to work and watch Monday Night Football, and it never fails.
There you go.
I'm here with you guys doing my job, but my mind is not here. My mind is on the couch getting ready for football.
Yeah.
I'm with you on this, Michael. I'm with you. Yeah, but
like I've jokingly told my girlfriend Carrie, I've said, you know, just have the TV right next to you when we eat, and I'll be looking at you. I'll be making eye contact. I'm still watching the game. And she's like, well, as long as you're looking at me, I guess that works. And I'll take a 50-50 deal. But all joking aside, no, we talk about it, and it's a hard time of year for her because we don't get to see each other as much because the games, football, hunting, and everything that goes on with it. But, you know, you got a job to do. You got to do it. And, you know, she's very encouraging. She's very happy about it. So, I mean, I don't mean to talk about my life personally.
No, man. No, I appreciate
but,
it.
You know, the thing is, it's it affects everybody. I mean, even the people that don't come and watch the games, they are impacted by it. Even your bartenders and waitresses after the game, they're getting the influx of players and parents to get something to eat after the game, or something to drink to celebrate a game, or something to forget a game sometimes. But either way, it impacts the local economy so much. The gas stations, the bars, the taverns, the grills. I know we're not supposed to talk too much about the bar scene with in high school, but it all the small towns.
Yeah.
They have so much pride in these schools that they have the state championship teams up on the wall. Yeah, it's a bunch of high school kids, but they're proud of them.
Yep.
Yeah, one thing that I think that it reminds us of what Michael's saying there is that how personal this is and how much this involves. Really, there's no six degrees of separation with all your teams wherever you're living, and you're affected by them, whether it's the economy or just in what you look forward to as a pastime, as entertainment. Michael, we wanted you to save that voice, and I know Seth's got to get over there to get ready to take that call. You have a great time tonight, okay?
Definitely, and I just want to hit on one point. You mentioned personal. You know, people take it personal. My grandmother, I love her to death, obviously. She's my grandmother, 94 years old. She graduated Lincoln High School in 1948. I'll tell you what, every year, it'll be coming up in, say, 2 weeks. Every year, she asks me, who has the river jug?
There you go.
That's every awesome. Year. And that's when awesome. Rapids has had it back the past couple years, not every year, but the last couple of years, I always make sure I get a picture of me holding the old river jug, and I make sure I show it to her that next morning, and you could just imagine the smile on her
God,
face.
Yeah. Oh,
when she
great.
Sees the jug is back where it belongs in Wisconsin Rapids. I've been out of high school for 20 years, but that game still means a lot.
It's just it, man. It's still personal. And,
love it.
And you're a good grandson. That's awesome. That's awesome, man. Have a good time tonight.
Definitely try.
We'll talk soon, Michael.
You guys have a great weekend.
You too, man. Enjoy the holiday weekend. Thanks for calling in, brother. Yep. Appreciate it. We're going to be talking to Michael on Wednesdays a lot throughout the year. And he's going to be calling in from games like he is at the field. Really appreciate him. Just so the audience knows, Michael, Randy, Seth, they all got things to be prepping and getting ready for right now instead of just putting up with me. So I really do appreciate you guys being able to do double duty here.
Oh, not a problem. I just want to real quick, before I have to scoot here, just finish the thoughts about the Oakland A's. And I get it, you know, about the, you know, the business of baseball. We talk about that all the time. You know, it's a business first, blah, 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 blah. I'm sorry. You can work with the city. They could have done more.
Oh, yeah.
He very, very distinctly, John Fisher, I'm talking about, the owner of the A's, very deliberately did what he did so he could move. And right now, with all the problems he's having, I couldn't be happier.
Yeah.
Because it's hubris. It's just, dude, you brought this on yourself. You had a perfectly fine situation. You could have made it better, and you didn't. So, no.
Yeah, really. I want to go to break right on that. I want that to be your last words of the week. But although you won't be, because Seth will be here for Over the Back
Fence. I will be back tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, join him 11 to noon tomorrow. Our call-in show for items you're looking for and items you want to sell and spread the word about Over the Back Fence, everybody. Seth, thanks so much for hanging out.
Hey, not a problem.
We'll be back with more Playmakers. We'll wrap up the week here. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here and the sun is unforgiving. Be your child's hero this summer by keeping them safe in the summer heat, and don't miss a beat. Wham Incorporated is here to help. Summer is for family trips, team championships, and long days at the beach. Design your child or team's gear in a flash with fully customizable polyester shirts and shorts. Call 715-423-9465 for Wham Incorporated today, and get back out into the summer sun and enjoy the adventure without the burn.
Law enforcement across Wisconsin is speaking out in support of Tammy Baldwin for U.S. Senate. Listen to Sheriff Kurt Fell of Rock County.
Every day we battle illegal drugs coming into our community, and we know the attacks on Tammy Baldwin are not true.
Sheriff Jeff Scatroot of Greene County.
Tammy's working with law enforcement to stop the flow of fentanyl.
And Sheriff Calvin Barrett of Dane County.
She brought Democrats and Republicans together to crack down on the drugs coming from China and Mexico, giving us more tools to fight drug smugglers.
It's Tammy Baldwin who stood with the Border Patrol on border security. She supported the strongest border security bill in decades.
And Tammy voted 32 times to strengthen the border. She's fighting the flow of people and fentanyl coming across the border.
It's Tammy Baldwin I trust.
I trust.
I trust to help us keep Wisconsin safe.
I'm Tammy Baldwin running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up for Maggie and the Millionaires, we'll be talking with Saru Jayaraman. We'll also check in with Dr. Ben Weston, medical advisor to Milwaukee County, and Chef Adam Pavla.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Beautiful holiday weekend weather ahead. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine and warmer for tomorrow, highs in the low 80s. Mid-70s for highs Sunday and Labor Day, more sun. And the pleasant temps continue through the rest of next week. Right now it's 73.
Afternoon, Wisconsin. Welcome back to WFHR's Playmakers.
Afternoon, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks for joining us. James here, behind the mic. Got about 10 minutes left of show. Love to fill it with your phone calls. 715-424-2600, 424-2600. Seth had to go do his day job. He is over there producing some high school football as we have Pep and Alma at Assumption High School. Our pregame's kicking off in less than a minute from now over there at 105.5 WIRI. You feel like catching some high school football, you head on over there. I completely understand. Otherwise, I will lead you right up to 6 o'clock, where Wisconsin Badger pregame is going to kick in for them hosting Western Michigan right in Madison. Listen, you feel that? Yeah, it's getting wild in Madison, man. It's getting wild down there. Yeah, it's exciting. Oh, I can't wait. Going to be able to watch the game tonight a bit, and I'm very excited about that. I just want to be a fan. Just want to watch. Just want to enjoy. Do want to get my job in here, and there was a couple things I did want to mention before we wrapped up the show. I haven't heard anybody really talking about this, but as we're talking Badgers, the Wisconsin Badgers have hired ex-Jaguars and Raiders head coach Jack Del Rio. He is going to be an assistant to the team. I forget what his exact title is. I want to find that here. Senior advisor to head coach. He'll assist on both sides of the ball, personnel, and be there for Luke Fickell to bounce ideas off of. I always liked Jack Del Rio. I always thought he was a good coach. Seemed like a solid, he was a solid player for sure. And definitely seems like a solid coach. It's a nice addition. While it's important to win games and you certainly want to be good and be competitive, one of the major things that college athletes are looking for is, can you get me to the next level? Do you have the pieces? Do you have the coaching staff that can get me to the next level? Alabama didn't get all those recruits just by being Alabama. A big part of that was what happened on draft day and seeing Alabama player, Alabama player, Alabama player. That you know, matters to these kids. It's not the same sport, of course, but you look at what they were able to do in Kentucky for so long, and John Calipari, where he was, whether he won championships or not, he was getting kids drafted as lottery picks, and they wanted to play in Kentucky. So it's, I know a lot of my Chicago kids ended up playing in Kentucky for those reasons. It matters. Not to mention, he's got a great football brain, and I think this is not only a good thing for Wisconsin, but it's a good thing to Wisconsin fans and a good sign. You want a coach, like any leader, this is a stretching beyond sports and everything, but that's life. Everything bleeds into everything. I think the greatest thing I ever heard a politician do, my grandfather told me when I was a kid about Abraham Lincoln, and when he first got into office, the first thing he did was make his cabinet filled with people that were on the other side of the aisle, and he ran against him even, people who talked trash about him in the newspapers and everything. Lincoln wanted a lot of these people because Lincoln was a smart enough man to know that he didn't see every angle and he didn't know everything. You want leadership like that in life. You want people who understand they don't see everything. Politics, like sports or anything else, are best done together, are best done with multiple angles and many viewpoints. And Coach Fickell gets that. He's a smart coach. He didn't get to this point not taking other people's, angles and opinions into factor. So I like this signing for Wisconsin. It's one of the bigger free agency signings you could have, especially whether it's on the field or off the field. I think that's a really good addition for them. I was looking up some interesting college football stats. I wanted to get us ready for the game here, and I came across some wild stats from college football over the years and some interesting things that have happened. For instance, let me grab this one here. Nebraska's a 5-6 finish in 2004 hurt Husker fans, but it ended even more. Nebraska's 35-year bowl run, and a 35-year bowl run that still stands as the longest in history. 35-year bowl run. We wonder why Nebraska fan base is the way it is. And they kind of have this, sorry, but kind of entitlement kind of thing to them. I'm not saying it makes sense or it's legit, but it kind of understandable. But this is the one that really stood out to me, and I almost forgot about this, even though it happened in my lifetime. Arizona State defensive lineman Terrell Suggs. Remember how good Terrell Suggs was? I love guys who aren't just great football players, but they got the face to back it up.
Like, you look at Terrell Suggs. Even Terrell Suggs happy looks like he could sack anybody. Like Ben Roethlisberger, just turn him into a twig. Like Terrell Suggs, as a young man, as an athlete at Arizona State, was amazing. In fact, he had 24 sacks in 2002. And it may be the greatest statistical achievement of the BCS era. It really might be. 24 sacks in less games than they'll ever play again. Not only that, Suggs earned a place in the record books for single-season sacks. He owns the record for career sacks with 44. He registered from 2000 to 2002. The mark into perspective, just to give you an idea of this, looking at the stats here, since 2007 came in 2009, Texas A&M's Von Miller recorded 16.5 and a full 7.5 sacks less than Suggs had in 2002. This is incredible. It's a really, really impressive collegiate career. 424-2600, 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. We've been able to cover a lot today. Where would you like to go with the conversation the last 5 minutes we have as we get you ready for Badger football? What are your expectations? What are your hopes for the Badgers this season, or maybe your high school team? I know, as a Lincoln grad, I definitely am biased, and I want to see that jug in Rapids. I can tell you that much. That's about all I can tell you as far as expectations. I'm excited to not only get this season started, but to get some answers, you know, with a lot of these questions we have that we've talked about in the last hour, but also things that questions we don't even have yet that are going to develop as the first early weeks go by. I would say keep in mind whether you're talking about a high school team or a collegiate team or a pro team for that matter. The first month of the season, especially in football, the first month, we have no idea. A team can be 4-0, be dominating, world beaters, and just have nothing left in the rest of the season. And that's at any level that can happen. So much of football is getting your body used to taking a hit and giving a hit. The impact that is. There is no equivalent to that in practice. I don't care how many times that you have played an opposing team in pads and you guys went through warm-ups, how many scuffles there were or anything like that. Nothing can prepare you for playing for bumper cars with human beings. This is what we're doing with football. It's just bumper cars with human beings. Your body needs to get used to that. Your body needs to get used to, okay, especially just speaking as an old wide receiver. And by that, I mean in junior high. So I really know what I'm talking about here. But even in that level, you know, you taking hits in practice, sure. But you need to get that third down. You need to get that first down. And you're taking a catch right inside. And you know you're going to get hit. And you know how that's going to feel. You think you know how that's going to feel. But it's not until you take a couple of those that your body gets used to that impact and you can just catch the ball. And all you're focused on is holding on to it until you hit the ground. I come back to one of my favorite quotes in sports, Mike Tyson, and they were asking him, you know, your opponent, he's been training, he's been practicing, he says he's got your number, he knows your weaknesses, Mike. And Mike just says, everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the mouth. And that's a lot of football, actually, because every one of these teams, nobody has a better chance of beating the other team than week one. This is it. This is where upsets can happen so likely. This is where so many teams can come out the box flat. And we're going to see. We're going to see on every level where these guys are at. I do want to go to something that Michael was talking about Friday night football and what that means to high school and what that means to communities. Because while a lot of communities like ours are going to be focused on high school football, there's so many, even if it's one family or one person, there's going to be a number of people that won't be at their local high school tonight. They'll be at home watching the Badger game or in Madison watching the Badger game. And I have no problem with that. Like I said earlier, I'm one of them. But I do feel that it takes away not only from high school football, but from economies. And people being down there at that local high school, spending money and going out to eat beforehand, or even people coming from out of town and maybe staying in a hotel overnight or something like that. It does. Every penny matters to rural communities, which is what we're talking about. And for organizations that don't need any more money, college football is fine. They don't need help making money. The NFL prints money. They don't need to be doing this. And I think you could make an argument financially and PR-wise how great you would look if you're like, you know what? We've done this too much. We're staying away from Fridays. That's what they kind of used to do. It was kind of an unwritten rule. I love college football. You've heard me rambling about it for the last month. I love the NFL. I love football. But I don't need it on Friday. I barely need it on Thursday, if we're being honest about it. But I don't need it on Friday when I want to be focusing on high school football. And I think that the NFL and college football have, they look bad doing this. And it may just be a little thing right now, but it could build. And you just don't need that. We are going to get out of here. Thank you so much to the best listeners in radio. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. Have a great weekend. Have a safe, fun, enjoyable Labor Day weekend. We got great stuff coming up for you right here. Wisconsin Badger football's, they're going to be hosting Western Michigan. Game's kicking off in just a few. We're looking forward to that. We got great music and stuff lined up for you throughout the weekend. Stick around for our original programming. And on Monday, we'll have a best of show in the morning show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Be good to each other out there. And we'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is Local...